Now we have come to the end of this 2 months where we focus on the theme of being chosen. And I think our hearts have been deeply challenged by the idea of that God would even choose us. Even though we have nothing to offer Him, we may be dreadful sinners, and yet God would choose us to serve Him and to be His people. God chose Jacob, even though he was not a good person, yet God chose him, and from him came forth a nation. God chose the people of Israel. God chose the people of Israel because he wanted to show forth his love. He wanted to show forth his grace, his mercies upon this group of people. God chose them because he made a promise to Abraham. Now, this is the historical and original idea of what it means to be chosen as an individual and as a nation. And yet, did Israel fulfill what God meant them to be? Hundreds of years later, they were nowhere where God wanted them to be. They became a far cry from this whole idea of being chosen. Now, turn with me to Matthew 12 and verse 39. And in Matthew 12, we read of how this was God's critique of their generation. He called this generation, during his time, an evil and adulterous generation in verse 39. He answered them, "An evil and adulterous generation seeks after a sign." A generation that became worse and worse. In verse 45, we read, "And the last state of that man is worse than the first. So shall it also be with this wicked generation." So this was the Lord's critique of his generation, this generation of the people of Israel. They had so much going for them, and yet they blew it. They did not fulfill what God meant them to be. Turn with me to Matthew 17 and verse 17. We read, "A faithless and perverse generation." This generation was constantly disputing and arguing with the Lord. So the Lord's critique of that generation, of this old generation, was that it was perverse, it was evil, it was faithless. You know, when we do not fulfill what God meant us to be, we can also become faithless, perverse, and so on. So the Lord was not going to focus on this old generation. He was going to work on a new generation. And so the Lord there was a commencement of raising up a new generation. And these were his disciples. This was the pioneer generation, the first generation of believers and disciples. He was going to raise them up to be this new generation of servants of God. In 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16, we read of how all scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, fully equipped for every good work. And so the Lord began to do this work. He began to train them. He began to teach them. He began to correct them, rebuild them. And Peter, later on, he would be one of the leaders. He was corrected the most. Again and again, the Lord had to correct him again and again, in order to help them. The word correction here is the idea of making straight. The idea of helping this person to go the straight way. For me, as a pastor in this church, even though I've been a pastor for quite a number of years now, till today, I'm still corrected by pastor, especially Pastor Mark as well. Yeah, I can say that because he's not here. But both of us, we continue to be corrected by pastor. And I count that as a privilege, a real privilege, that pastor would have the patience to correct me year after year after year, partly because I'm a slow learner. I take a long time to learn. But I thank God for his graciousness in wanting to correct me to be that pastor that I meant to be. You know, the Lord chose this group of people to be fruitful. They were the first fruits of believers. This was a new work that the Lord Jesus was doing in the lives of these disciples. He was going to do a new work in their lives. Turn with me to Isaiah 43. In Isaiah 43, we read of this new work that the Lord was going to do. Isaiah 43, and in verse 18, do not remember the former things, but consider the things of, not consider the things of all old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. See, the Lord was going to do a new work. Even in the midst of a great wilderness, there's going to be a path, a road, a way. Can you see this? This was a work that God was going to do. He was going to give drink to his people. In verse, I will give waters in the wilderness, rivers in the desert to give drink to my people. My chosen, these people I have formed for myself, they shall declare my praise. This is the challenge that the Lord would bring about. This was a work that the Lord would bring about as he raised up this new generation of people. The people of Israel, during this time, as the Lord spoke to them in Isaiah, they were becoming tired. They were becoming weary of the Lord. They were tired of serving the Lord. And this was a time for the people to rise up, to become God's chosen generation. It is the Lord who would give spiritual water and rivers in the desert. There is a path through the wilderness. The Lord can make a path for us in whatever we may go through in life. Not too long ago, when I was flying to Perth, and as we came upon the Australian continent at 30,000 feet, and on my left, as I look in this vast yellow wilderness desert, I could see a road from that high. A road that went through the whole wilderness, all the way to the other side. One straight road. Wow, that was amazing. So when I was reading this passage, I remember that scene. Can God show us the way through the wilderness? And the answer is yes. Can God bring water, rivers in the wilderness? To strengthen us, to renew us, to refresh us? And the answer is yes. Collectively, we can serve the Lord with tremendous life. You know, we have reached the halfway mark of the year. Do you feel tired? I'm not tired yet. You know, we have another 6 months to go. And you know, I'm all raring to go. There's so much more to do this coming next 6 months. There's a youth conference and so on. There's an anniversary coming up. There are many people to minister to. You know, I'm challenged. I'm challenged to fulfill what God meant us to be. To be this chosen generation. We have another 6 months to go before the year end. You know, our challenge is to catch this spirit. This spirit that Peter and his generation had. These people will declare the praises of God. And our part is to catch this spirit. Turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 now. And in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, we read, "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people." And here we see the comprehension of being God's chosen people. In Christ, we are a chosen generation. The verse that we just memorized earlier in chapter 2, in verse 4, "Coming to him as to a living stone, rejected indeed by man, but chosen by God." And here's the example of the Lord Jesus. He was a reject in this world. People rejected him. And yet he was chosen by God. And the same verse, "as living stones, you also," in the next verse, "you also." In other words, we can be considered a reject too. And yet God would still choose us as living stones are being built up as a spiritual house. And from this, we can become, or rather we are already, God's chosen generation. We are meant to fulfill what God meant us to be a royal priesthood, to serve the Lord, to be prayerful as priests are, to worship the Lord. And our challenge is to be more prayerful. The spirit of Peter's generation is one of service, one of prayer. And that's something we should have too. We should practice. We are meant to reflect his glory as we serve the Lord. Whether it is at funerals, whether it's at weddings, whether it is a time of celebration at the Sheng, you know, we seek to serve as priests, reflecting his glory. Our challenge is to serve the Lord, to fulfill what God meant us to be a holy nation. What does this mean, to be a holy nation? It means that we are all meant to be part of this work. A nation of people, a collective nation of believers all over the world and also locally. We are meant to be a part of this nation of believers. Every one of us have a part to play. Every single one of us, whether it is in the cleaning up ministry, whether it is, you know, supporting the church financially, whether it is in the special needs ministry, whether it is in the AVA ministry, whatever ministry we may have, we are all meant to be part of this chosen generation. Whether we are part of the kitchen ministry, every one of us have a part to play. His own special people, to proclaim the praises of him. You know, this is Isaiah 43, verse 1. We are meant to proclaim the praises of the Lord, to live with tremendous sense of calling. We are God's chosen generation, and we are called out of darkness, as it says in this verse, in verse 10, in verse 9, called out of darkness into his marvelous light, who once were not a people. You know, there was a point of time where we were not saved, where we were in the world, where we had no meaning in life, no purpose. But now God has given us meaning, purpose, light. We have been called out of darkness into his marvelous light. And we were once not a people, but now we are the people of God. We belong to him. We are God's people. We are his chosen generation. Our part is to fulfill what he wants us to do for him. There was a point of time where we did not obtain mercy. But now we have received mercy. We have been saved. We have a purpose in life. We are not a mistake in this world. God chose us to be here, right now, in this place, that we can be his chosen people. You know, I'm so deeply challenged. Challenged to serve him, to fulfill what he meant us to be. This is a new work that the Lord wants to do, from darkness into light, from something that was old, wrong, into something that is new and wonderful. Simon Nagaraj is a student pastor from India, and he came to be with us recently. He's standing behind there. He says he likes Singapore. And recently he went to Little India, and he had two comments about Little India. He said, one, it's very dirty. Two, nobody follows traffic rules. And he said it reminded him of India. He says he likes Singapore because it is clean and everybody follows the traffic rules. Well, not everybody. He said Singapore is different. It is a new experience for him, and he likes Singapore food. But he's still, you know, learning and growing, and we hope that he will become a good pastor one day. He said, Singapore is different. You know, Bethany is meant to be different. We are meant to be distinct. We are meant to be different from the world. Let's seek to be different from the world. Let's be zealous for good works. The challenge for the chosen generation, it is to fulfill. We are meant to fulfill what God called us to do. By sheer virtue of being called, let's seek to fulfill this wonderful concept of being a chosen generation. More than just being an individual, we are meant to be a chosen generation, a chosen group of people that would do the work of the Lord. Let us not grow weary in serving the Lord. Let's continue to minister. Let's bear witness for the Lord. You know, it is indeed a great privilege to bear witness, to be in the light, and to bear that light wherever we go. We were once not a people, but now we are a people. Let's bear witness, both individually and as a church. You know, tonight, we're going to have a vigil service. Let's all come. Let's all bear witness collectively, that we show that we care as a church. You know, we've been having quite a number of funerals, and one of the things that a lot of the family members comment about our church is that your church is different. You care. You show that you really, really care. Let's care. Let's do our part to bear witness. Our challenge is to bring this light that we have in our soul, this marvelous light, to the world, wherever we are, in whatever we do. Let's go through all that we have to go through in life, and whatever testings that we may have, and whatever light that we may gain as we go through that testing, let's share that with others. Let's come together and support. You know, the church is here for anyone. As you go through, maybe some of you are new in our midst. Maybe you are going through a tough time. The church is here for you. Let us know. Let us stand by you. Let us walk with you as you go through tough times and difficult times. Many of us here have gone through our own fair share of difficulties. Let's not be tired to fulfill what God meant us to do. Am I tired of bearing witness? No. During this week, I had a few opportunities to share the gospel with people. We went down to visit Hui Li's parents. Her father had an operation on the knee. And so Pastor Mark and I went down to visit. And they only speak in Mandarin. So both of us, we thought that perhaps we will go there, we try to communicate with them, visit them, touch base with them, and then maybe pray for them. But along the way, we ended up sharing our testimony in Mandarin. Pastor Mark mentioned this morning, he felt like it was an oral Chinese exam. Well, I felt the same way too, because I was trying to find the words. I remember taking my oral Chinese exam, and I would say, this is then, I don't know. But we bore witness of how the Lord called us to be pastors. And it was an amazing experience, because as I spoke in my broken Mandarin, as Andrew translated for us from English to Mandarin, somehow it got through. That was the most amazing thing. Because the mother, Willie's mother, came to me and said how she was moved by what we shared. And she said this word. She said, "Your afternoon with us is not in vain." Wow. Of course, this is just the beginning. There's more work to be done. But I thank God for that opportunity. This morning, when I was taking an Uber to church, this person asked me, "Are you going to work?" Because I was dressed so nicely. I said, "Yes, I was going to work." No, I said, "I was going to church." I said, "I'm a pastor." He said he was a Roman Catholic. And I began to... He asked me, why are there so many different churches? And for the next 20 minutes, I shared the gospel with him. At the end of it, he said, "You know, the way you speak about God is so different. I can see your smile." I hope he was looking at the road. But he said, "I can see your smile. What you're saying, wow, it's so different." He said, "You know, I would really like to come and talk to you again." So I took out my card and I gave him one. And, I hope he will call me one day. You know, I'm not tired. I'm not tired about fulfilling this calling that God has called us to. Let's proclaim the praises of Him. We've been saved. This 2 months, we have heard again and again and again of how unworthy we are, of how we have no potential. And today we hear of how we are just like the Lord Jesus, a reject by men. And yet God has chosen us. You know, this morning, let's rise up. Let's rise up and fulfill what God meant us to be. To be able to have the same spirit that Peter and his generation had. Let's seek to bear witness for the Lord. Let's give ourselves to actual service. Once we did not receive mercy, but now Now we have received mercy from God. We are indebted to Him. I serve God because I owe Him more than just my life. I owe Him everything. And I will spend the rest of my life paying this debt, or trying to pay this debt, which I will never be able to pay. But I want to do my part to fulfill what God has called me to do. The spirit of Peter and his generation is something that we must catch. It is not just something that can be taught. We must catch this spirit, and we must serve. Let's serve Him for the rest of our life. Let's give ourselves to actual service. Let's consciously fulfill what we are called to be, a chosen generation. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, this morning we come before You and we want to thank You. To thank You for Your great mercies and grace, of how You have called us out of darkness into Your marvelous light, how we were once not a people, how we were rejects, how just like the Lord Jesus, who was rejected by the world, but You had chose Him, and how You have chosen us to be a people, Your people. How we did not receive mercy, but now we are under mercy. Lord, we thank You, and we are truly indebted to You. And Father, this morning, we pray that we can rise up to fulfill what You have called us to do, to be. We thank You that we are Your chosen generation. And we pray, dear Lord, that we can find that strength from You, from Your grace, to press on, to serve You, to bear witness for You. And we pray that we can do our part to shine this light wherever we go. We ask, dear Lord, that You will bless us and strengthen us, renew our spirit, and encourage us this morning. And bless us as we give this offering to You. May we give this from a heart of gratitude. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.